Well, it's Tuesday morning and about 10:30. I'm absolutely shattered. I've not slept a wink all night. My brain's racing with Love Fresh. I think it's just a little bout of insomnia, a couple of nights running. But yeah, battered. Stomach aching, feel really rough. Anyway, just out for a walk with Poppy. Going into the woods. Can have a look, see if there's any more mushrooms. What's she looking at? She's looking as though she's seen a cow. No, she hasn't. Yeah, lots going on. Nice and busy at the minute. Just getting a new version of Love Fresh ready. Or rather, preparing to release a new version. Jeff's coding away. And this version's going to be much more usable in that it's going to have cash check-ins, so you can go to a place and make 5 different check-ins and not have to worry about uploading until you reach a decent signal, Wi-Fi or 3G. So that should make it a lot more convenient, stop any queuing problems. The app's been stabilised as well, solved a lot of leaks, started building a lot more tests. One sec, just have to get another barbed wire. Yeah, and it's come along nicely. Next step after that is to switch Twitter on, then switch Audio Boo on, so that the audio bytes recorded in app go to initially just the Love Fresh stream on Audio Boo, but we do plan to integrate it so that you can have it go to your own account. There are issues with that because, for example, if you're checking in 5 times somewhere and you're someone who likes to keep their Audio Boo stream specific to their life blogging rather than clustering it up with tips about food, you know, they need to be able to switch that off. So we're going to go for a general stream first of all, a basic implementation, promising news on the funding front. Really excited. I'm going to be meeting with a top tech VC in the next week or so, which is, yeah, that's thrilling. I mean, you know, it could be coming at a very crucial time because, you know, the guys were working hard and one of them's got a kid on the way, one of them's got 2 kids. You can't be expecting people to work for nothing forever, even if they are, even, you know, myself and the co-founder. So yeah, very promising, and hoping that we can get to a deal that enables us to really get Love Fresh out there. We desperately need a web coder simply because there's a lot of stuff to do and the app and the engine is taking plenty of time for the resources we've got at the minute. And we've got all the data, but it's just a matter of presenting it. And hopefully, when we get the funding, we'll be able to hire. And that will give us a much quicker development cycles for different parts of the app and enable us to get it out into a public beta sooner rather than later. Certainly nervous that we want to be releasing as soon as possible, but we need to get things right, and that includes such features as the basic producer features we're going to be introducing soon, just to add a little bit of two-way communication between producers and consumers, and various other features that we want to launch with. And we were going to just get it straight out there, but I can't help feeling, reading the tech press, as I do obsessively, that although all the advice is to get it out and iterate, you need to make sure when the release version at least has appeals to the people that are going to be testing or using it, and is feature packed enough to show the basic, or at least the full working proposition show producers where they come in, show consumers where they come in. The point system remains and will remain simple. We need to reach a mass of producers before we start rolling out our feature, which will allow them to create bespoke rewards for points checked in at their place. But for the time being, we've got a few little surprises up our sleeve for the early adopting crowd, for when we release and for the beta testers. So it's all very good, it's all very exciting, but it's certainly taking us longer than we'd liked, simply because of a lack of resources on the coding front. Love fresh aside, life's good, rich and enjoyable. We've had a bit of a crisis with the chickens this week. One of the cockerels is not looking too good. Oh dear, Poppy, you're not meant to go in the water. Poppy's got to go back to the vets today for her ear. Just for a check-up and see that the operation was a success. Oh, nearly slipped in the river. Oh, and here I am in the horse chestnut area where there's just thousands of half-eaten horse chestnuts from the squirrels. But, yeah, apart from that, been, what I've been doing? Well, just that, really, apart from that. That's my life at the minute. Love Fresh has taken over. Got to go back and write an article, which I'm submitting to a newspaper. Which I'm really pleased about. Do that at some point today, hopefully. Although I'm so tired, having had no sleep at all. I've got to wait for the coal man to come at midday, and then after that, I might try and have a little bit of a nap. Although, on the other hand, I don't want to be asleep, awake again all night tomorrow night, tonight, so careful timing. Yeah, the hens generally are stopping laying, mostly. We've got the marrons are still laying, which is good news. But the crowheads have stopped. But the cockerel is improving. I believe what had happened was he wasn't getting enough grit. And so food was staying in his crop, which then ferments and causes a throat infection. Seems to be improving. I think it is just a cold of some sort, as opposed to something terminal. His comb seems to have gone a bit more blushed today, which is good. And he's generally eating well, pottering about, looking lively. The only thing missing is his cock-a-doodle-doo. And that's just his throat being bad. It's really quite tragic to listen to. It's more of a kind of a croak than a cock-a-doodle-doo. Sounds very prehistoric, like I'd imagine baby raptor to the sound or something. Freezing cold up here in Cheshire. We're right on the plain. We're on a bit of an incline, and the wind literally whips right up the plain and batters our house. And it's been really noisy at night, but it's quite a change from Hackney and quite a joy to be right in the middle of the elements and feeling the seasons. So, yeah, I can't complain, really. I've got a nice warm coat. And the leaves are all falling. The landscape's changing. The farms are doing their winter things. A lot of ploughing going on, a lot of planting going on for winter corn. A lot of muck spreading going on to get the ground ready for next spring. And generally, yeah, it's good to be alive. So I just thought I'd do a quick update, really, on Audioboo. I do sort of mean to do one a day as a diary entry, but I've been so busy recently. The time that I sit around thinking about audiobooing, I don't have a lot of time that crops up like that. Pretty lame excuse, though. I do like blogging every day. I like to audioboo regularly because it's just proven to be a fascinating source for me. to listen back to how life is and how it's changed and where it's going. But life's incomparable to how it was in London. Absolutely incomparable. Even after a night of no sleep, it's still a joy to be up and out in the woods, breathing fresh air, feeling generally fitter gradually. I still get out of breath on these walks, but it is rather undulating and there's a lot of ups and downs, and Poppy's always 50 steps ahead of me, so I have to keep a pace on. But yeah, not much else to report. Lots of plans for what we'll do if we secure the funding we need. But obviously, early stage. But really positive to be getting good feedback from the chap that I saw last week and from his contacts in the investment world. Planning on going down to London soon to see, amongst others, Farm London in Dalston, which is a really great project. It's just down the road from Lovefresh HQ, actually, and somewhere that I'll be spending more and more time as I spend more time in London once the tenants move out in June next year. But for the time being, I'm going to go down and visit them, chat to the one of the guys there, Sam, who will be able to teach me plenty because he's experienced working in agriculture and farming. So can't wait for that. He's keen on Lovefresh, which is really good news. It's really nice to get feedback from producers like that who can actually see what we're trying to do and how it will benefit them. So looking forward to that and hoping to tie it in with a tech hub demo, whereby I'll go down and do a short 3-minute presentation to the gathered people at Tech Hub in Old Street. I don't want to go this way. Sorry, I've just come to a field that's flooded. Poppy! There she is. Good girl. You can sit for me. You are, aren't you? Good girl. Just give Poppy a treat. Here you go, darling. Let's see if I can find one in here. There we go, he's a good girl. She's having a great time. She loves the woods. It really suits her breed as well. She gets to jump over logs and go through hedges. But I am noticing it's massively wet compared to what it used to be. Doesn't look like the nicest drinking water, that Poppy. So, winter's here for sure. Muddy, wet, and fresh. Yeah, apart from that, I'm just gibbering, aren't I? But you know, does you good. I'll go. Have a good day, and I'll be you later.